So I got an interesting thing that happened to me today. As we went to go and grab my daughter Adriana's phone that she's been able to pay for after working as a costume model, dance costume model, for a little bit, the guy that was still on the phone was asking me, hey, what do you do? And I was sharing. And then as soon as he heard that I work with men and I lead men, somehow his whole demeanor changed. And he was very interested, right? And then his first question was, do you know Andrew Tate? Right? And then he was just asking questions. He's like, what do you think about his view? And all that to get to the place where that young man, and when I say young, he was probably 24, 25, just looking for leadership, just looking for advice, right? Because this question was like, man, what would be your advice for me? Right? And it was so interesting because that generation, the 24, 25, 26 year olds, they're looking for leadership in men. They're looking for that mature, confident men that can lead, because they haven't had that model, because many of them have been raised by their mothers when dad was going, you know, hunting, or just, you know, couldn't do the work to stay married. Because don't get me wrong, staying married is work, right? It doesn't just naturally appear and come. You have to do the work, right? Anybody that you will see been married for a while and you ask them, how did you do it? They will share, right? That they've had their seasons, that it wasn't easy, that they've had to grow, that they've had to compromise, that they've had to learn how to communicate better, right? And so many, because it's a lot of work, decided to just, you know, not do it anymore. And again, it's not just on one side, it's both sides. It's the husband's side, the woman's side. Both have to do the work. Both have to be willing to listen, to ask questions, to create space, to not belittle the other person, to make the other person feel inferior or stupid or whatever else you want to call it. Because this next generation is there and is starving for leadership, starving for other men that are successful to lead the way. Because yes, they can, you know, go to church and that's all great, and there's men of God there, but in their eyes, they've been, you know, burned by church. And for some of them, they just don't even want to go to church. Or they're fully just disconnect from that world. And so what they're looking for are men that are successful in business, entrepreneurship, that are prioritizing their family, that are confident in who they are, holding both space instead of their masculine energy and their feminine energy. And that's one of the things that we talked about, right? Being able to hold both of those energies and being okay with it. Being okay with showing vulnerability. Being okay with movement and dancing in front of people and not feeling like you're less than. Being okay with wearing pink if you need to, you know, if you want to wear pink. Being okay with telling another man, I love you. Being okay with saying, I need help. Because it does not make you less of a man to do so. Right? Because you're confident in who you are. Not being afraid to tap into your darkness, to go to your darkness. Not being afraid to be seen when you're weak. Not being afraid to hold both. The great, the bad, the weak, the strong, and show it all. Not being afraid to expose errors, mistakes, being transparent about where you are, about who you are. And so those men are just there. waiting for somebody to lead, and ultimately waiting for somebody to reconnect them to God. Like, I truly believe that in my deepest core, that they're just there wandering around and just looking for, like, hey, who can show me the way? Just like that young man was, just there hungry, right? He's in sales. He's just hungry to be successful. He's hungry to have more, right? He came from Venezuela. And so the U.S. is, you know, is not his country of birth. And so it was just very interesting to see that moment where he asked for counsel and advice on what to do next. What will be the advice? Because this is just a season. And I told him simply, I said, go where you feel called to go. Go where you feel called and led to go. And that confused the hell out of him. But then we're able to go in and explain what that actually meant. And he got a big aha moment for him. And when I left, he shook my hand, said, thank you so much for the time you gave me and those counsel. I really appreciate it. And so, as I'm heading back home now to go ahead and pick up Nina, then go and pick up the boys from school, I'm just thinking, like, how many other young men raised by single moms or just separated marriages, just looking for leadership from another man, another male figure that can lead with confidence, that can lead with love, that can lead with kindness, that is secure in who they are, that is spirit-led, and I can just show them the way. Not because of what they read, but because of what they experienced, lived, and are still living on this path and journey of continuous growth and development. More of those men need to wake up. More of those men need to show up. More of those men need to raise their hand and say, I will. Not because I'm better, but because I'm not afraid to put on my helmet, to grab my sword, to grab this shield, and lead. Lead other young men. Almost adopt other young men as my own, to be able to show them the way, and to be able to be this father figure, this male figure in their life, because it's needed. And that's how we pivot, having those, our young men in the U.S., which I don't know if you've seen some of the report, but there's more young men in the U.S. living in their parents' house than any other place in the world. Meaning those guys have gone to college, have a job, not married, no kids, and live at home. Like, there's more of those in the U.S. than anywhere else in the world. And that is crazy. Very crazy. So, we need other men to wake up and rise to be able to lead this next generation. Otherwise, it's not going to get better at all. Not at all. So I'm willing to rise. Are you willing to rise? Or do you still need to wake up and grab to your power? If that's you, just reach out. If you woke up, but you're like, I just don't know what to do, I just don't feel equipped, reach out. I told him when he asked me, like, what are you called to do? I said, to lead men. And he had the biggest smile on his face. It was almost like, yes, that's what I've been waiting to hear. And it was the craziest moment for me. And then you start to have other men inside of the AT&T shop just start to lean in and listen. And that lets you know exactly that, that there's more men needing leadership from somebody that has a level of confidence, somebody that has a weaponized body, somebody that is following their purpose, somebody that is taking care of their family, than any other time. And so if that's you, but you just don't know how to move, reach out. You can find me on Instagram at Julian Inspires or my website, julianmarion.org. But until then, it's Julian signing out, saying remember to release it, be seen, don't hide. Peace out.